This is Randy Zellia for WRPR News. When you normally think of professional athletes, the first thoughts usually point to the stats and the amount of money that they make. There's no denying the glitz and the lifestyle that the players have, but the part the public does not discuss or perhaps even know about is the time and energy athletes give back to the community. According to a report in the Wall Street Journal, the average athlete donates 5 to 10% of their annual salary to self-run charitable foundation, or they donate to notable causes. Some of the fundraising is not just for raising awareness. Some athletes give back to other causes they believe in by hosting golf outings, bowling events, educational camps, and art galas to help raise money. Players use these tools as not only a way to help raise money, but to bring awareness to a particular cause. They also use this as an opportunity to interact with the fan base of their current team. I recently spoke with former NFL quarterback Brady Quinn, and he discussed his initiative, helping disabled troops and veterans. Unlike partnering up with a hospital or particular cause, Quinn's Third and Goal Foundation found that getting started proved difficult because it had to go through a lengthy application process just to start giving back. Brady and his wife Alicia have built a very strong foundation during the last 5.5 years, and now here's Brady Quinn discussing the process.
What we've basically found the niche of is we make homes handicap accessible for, you know, veterans wounded in combat or soldiers wounded in combat. We've been able to do gifts all over Ohio now. We initially started off in central Ohio. We branched off to, you know, all the way up to Toledo, all the way south. We're actually going to be doing a gift out near Seattle. He's like, this guy's a little further south of Olympia, if you know the area. Yeah. But we ended up finding a partner out there who wanted to work with us and do it. We've been finding from different recipients and stuff, and it's been a really neat process. The hardest part of it is actually just finding, you know, people who fit our exact criteria.
So you talk about the process of finding those people that fit the criteria?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it's like, how do you get your word out there to let people know? And we actually try to partner up, you know, with people like, for example, the Wounded Warrior Project. You know, everyone kind of knows them. They've outsourced to us to do some different gifts and different things, some different soldiers, but just recently we had a contact with the, I forget the exact, I probably don't even want to say the exact name, but, you know, it was such a process, it was so bureaucratic, just to get them to put our charity up on their website so soldiers could go there. It was so hard just to get through to some of these, like, people who, like, say, hey, look, just put them in touch with us. We'll explain what we do, they can fill out our application, we'll see. And they were trying to tell us, you know, they want all the control. They want to control the soldiers and where they go for help and all that kind of stuff. So I kind of hear that and realize that this is why sometimes these guys can't get help. It's because even the channels that are there to help them aren't necessarily helpful.
The Third and Goal Foundation have helped thousands of veterans in need since its inception 5.5 years ago. Even though Quinn's playing days are over, his desire to give back continues to grow. For more details on Brady Quinn and his foundation, please visit thirdandgoal.com. As Brady Quinn improves the quality of life for veterans, another former NFL star wants to mentor and help children have the proper role models growing up. Former NFL star and Hall of Famer Anthony Munoz has gained much success on the field, but takes the most pride in the work he does with his foundation. Known for his dislocated finger, the Hall of Famer has developed multiple youth programs in the state of Ohio. Munoz spoke with me about the purpose and goals of the Anthony Munoz Foundation.
We do all our programs. Our mission statement is to impact the area youth mentally, physically, and spiritually. So with that being said, to encompass all those areas in our programs, our first program, we start with second and fourth graders, a one-on-one mentoring program. We pretty much have adopted an elementary school that we run once a week for an hour after school during the school year, and that's our mentoring program. We have, for middle age kids, we have what we called our overnight character camp. So we use of course, we use football as a platform. We have one at the end of March, early April, which is about 125 kids for 4 days, 3 nights. And then we have one in November, which is a weekend. That's 3 days, 2 nights. And basically, what we do is, like I said, we use football as a platform, but we only teach football about 50% of the time we're there. We do character, team building, and then we have some chapel programs for the kids. We have a great coaching staff. We have chaperones, and so we put them up, and we're with them and everywhere from football sessions, rope courses, team building exercises, character traits. So it's, and those are basically middle school kids.
Munoz and Quinn are two of hundreds of athletes who give back to the community both financially and with their time. They, like others, inspire who are less fortunate than they are. In conclusion, athletes have more responsibility than just playing a game. They find themselves being someone people can look up to. Being a role model is more than just being a showman on the field. It's showing younger people how to treat others and value the importance of improving life for people around them. Most take this challenge as seriously as their performance on the field. The joy they have in improving the quality of life around them is better than winning any championship because they gain more than a piece of jewelry. They create a legacy by making a difference. I'm Randy Zellia for WRPR News. And then when we get to the ocean, gonna take a boat to the end of the world. Oh, and when the kids are